Boneheads. My name is Doug, and I love minis. This is Doug Loves Minis, the show that I record on my iPhone, coming to you from the Dulles International Airport outside of Washington, D.C. on October 14th, 2013. Since last I spoke, you listened. I did a Benson movie interruption of White Trash Chainsaw Massacre, and I'll play the audio from the beginning of that show at the end of this short boner. Thanks to everyone who works at the Alamo Draft House in Ashburn, Virginia, and to all that came to watch that shitty movie, the 2003 version of Texas Chainsaw Massacre, instead of staying home and watching the great series premiere of Walking Dead, which I did not get to see. The hotel I was staying at didn't have AMC in the room, but as often happens in hotels, and I never understand why, they had a different cable in the hotel gym. It was satellite, in fact, and so they had AMC, and I figured it all out. I went to watch one of the late reruns. I thought I'd, like, work out on an elliptical and watch the season premiere of Walking Dead. And I saw that Talking Dead was on, which I'm going to be on next week, by the way. But I saw that that was on, so I, you know, turned the sound down so that I didn't see any spoilers. And then when it became time for Walking Dead to come on, the screen went blank and a thing that came up and said that the TV had been locked for parental control for shows with mature content, and that you needed to enter a passcode in order to watch the program, Walking Dead. And I ran to the front desk of the hotel and I said, "Do you know the parental unlock code for the TV in the gym?" And the lady was like, "No." So my amazing plan was completely ruined. But like I said, look for me next week on Talking Dead with Chris Hardwick. And don't forget to check out my appearance on a Nerdist podcast episode number 420. They had to have me. Los Angeles, be sure to come to tomorrow night's Doug Loves Movies taping at UCB if you're a fan of Chelsea Lately, because my panel will be comprised of some of my favorites from her panel. Speaking of panel, Anthony Jeselnik will be my guest on Getting Doug with High this week at 4:15 PST. Watch it stream live at youtube.com/Doug Benson. And get Doug with me and Anthony. Now I'm going to read you some iTunes comments. And apologies if I forgot where I left off, so I might be reading one or two of these a second time. Legless Man, that sounds familiar, says, "Thanks, Doug. Thanks for the minis. Always nice to hear the rental car and movie interruptions, especially." Well, you're welcome, Legless Man. Sorry about your leg situation. Demajo wrote, "The vibration of the rental car gives me a mini Doug." Fair enough. Paternity Pants wrote, "Douglas Minis is great for people who don't have Twitter to get more Doug, or people like me who stupidly got blocked by Doug." All right, I'll unblock you, Paternity Pants. It's that easy to get unblocked. Sometimes it's just a misunderstanding, but I block people on Twitter as soon as they seem rude. Because that's what I'd do in real life. I'd block them. I'd walk away. Or I'd say, "What's your problem?" Shiny Failure said, "Love the show. People who only write reviews so Doug will read them, their name is a shithead." And thank you for putting the ampersand and the percentage sign in for the H and the I. You know, keep it clean. No one knows that that means shithead. At Fart Cancer suggested, said, "I come for the rental car games and movie interruption intros, but I stay for the apology episodes." Well, hopefully there won't be too many of those. Bach 2099 wrote, "I enjoy my Doug in all sizes. Doug Loves Minis is like Doug playing just the tip with our ear holes." And I don't know why, but it does my heart good to hear Graham Elwood lose. Keep them coming. Yeah, it does my heart good as well. JWeb1111 wrote, DLM minis are great for when I'm not prepared for DLM's full girth. Sometimes all you need is just the tip. Okay. B-Heart wrote, great tips. Everyone's using the word tip. Great tips on home and garden lawn care in these podcasts. Hoping more talk of trimming trees is planned for the future. Okay. Gabe4BS wrote, I just wish it had more trunk space. Yeah, trunk space is good. KROKZ wrote, I'm sorry, QROKZ. Did I mention that it's early in the morning? That person wrote, Doug provides someone to listen to on smoke breaks and someone to listen to on bake breaks and someone to listen to. And for that, 5 stars, well played, sir. Okay. I don't really understand what was going on there, but... Fent on Fasseur, I'm not even going to spell that, wrote, sometimes I only have a few minutes between meetings at the lumber mill, which turns out to be the right time for a Doug Loves Mini. While Doug Loves Mini isn't a full 8-ball, it's a nice bump. All right. Dude's doing cocaine at the lumber mill. That doesn't seem safe. Homer BDG wrote, thanks for the mini, mini boners. You're welcome. I'll keep tossing the boners your way as long as you keep taking them. Lovey, L-U-V-E-E-Y, wrote, Doug is the best. I love all things Doug, including the minis. If you're a fan, which I'm hoping you are if you're reading this, then listen to them. Boobs for Days wrote, listen to them when walking to the gym. More minis of randomness with other friends would be cool, especially whenever Posehn or Silverman are in town. Let's do that. All right, I'll try to do that. DFGTTI334574, really? Wrote, this show's okay, but I like being called a mini bonehead on a regular basis. Bodies Lay Broken wrote, one more way to bug my office mate who hates pot culture. All right. I'm glad to help out in that endeavor. Alex Tislentis, T-S-E-L-E-N-T-I-S, wrote, M is for mini. That's good enough for me. I always knew you would go on to do mini things after last comic, Stanton. Love the minis. Love the raw audio. Nothing funnier than tapping into the head of a comedian. Give me a shout out at Drug Salesman 1. Really? That's your name on Twitter? Drug Salesman 1? Masochism wrote, love more than you know. Randall Wolfenberger wrote, we all know that this podcast would be called Doug Loves Ryan Reynolds if Doug wasn't so worried about legal action. But you should listen anyway since Doug is awesome. I do love Ryan Reynolds, but I don't... I've discussed this before. I don't like any of the movies he's in, except for Waiting and Best Friends, Good Friends, Close Friends. God damn it! Chef Sweaty Balls wrote, "I love the new show, and I'm even more excited you're working with another one of my favorite podcasters, Noah. How about a plug for his fantastic cast, Mega Boom Radio? All right, there's the plug." And he writes, see you at the Neptune, because I'll be at the Neptune Theater in Seattle doing Doug Loves Movies in December on the 13th. And then finally, Lagavulin 16 Neat. You guys with your names, like, keep it simple. And this is a long one, wrote, love all things Doug Benson, a guy who appreciates his crowd enough to do these minis between shows. These minis are a great way to fill the gap between DLM and other DB joints. Graham Elwood's long pauses even allow me to play along. LOL. Hard to believe all the content he has given us over the years. To that I say thank you. Glad he finally got on the advertising bandwagon. Oh, I'm glad you like having to listen to ads. Lag you lovin' 16 neat. And thanks for writing that in the comments section on iTunes. Keep your comments coming. And as always, anyone who would threaten Jessica Biel with a chainsaw is a other people's skin wearing shithead. Everybody, my name is Doug and I love Alamo Drafthouse. How are you doing tonight?
October 13th, and as you know, because we just saw a trailer for it, the Alamo Drafthouse Theaters all over the country like to show lots of scary and weird horror movies during the month of October. So for this Benson movie, Interruption, I chose on the 10th anniversary of its release, the 2003 version of Texas Chainsaw Massacre. It can't be good, right? Jessica Biel is in it, so that's okay. Sure, yeah. That guy made a howling noise. How many people have never been to Alamo Drafthouse before? polite raising of hands. I'd say about half of you. So I'm just going to warn you right now that not necessarily because of this movie we're about to watch or that I'm interrupting it, but the whole Alamo Drafthouse experience, if you're not already really digging it, I think you will by the time it's over, and you won't want to watch movies any other way. It's so much fun to be able to just eat and drink and watch the movie with amazingly quiet service going on. I mean, look at these guys. Look at them go. The movie isn't even playing and he's ducking down. There's nothing for you to block, dude. Let me introduce... That's how good they are. Let me introduce my co-interrupters. We just, all three of us performed at the Benson Ball in D.C. and came out here tonight to Ashburn, Virginia for this presentation. Big warm welcome from my buddies Graham Elwood and Rob Cantrell, everybody.
Hello!
Hello, Ashburn.
Hello, Werewolves on Wheels.
Yeah, we just saw a trailer for the listeners, because I'm recording this part for the beginning of a big part of a Doug Loves Minis episode, and we just saw a trailer for Werewolves on Wheels that claims to be the first movie about werewolves and motorcycles.
I'm going to say only.
Nobody stepped up after that. No, not even...
How come there hasn't been a reboot of this one? No one's wanted to make a Werewolves on Wheels 2.0.
It seems like a ripe, if they can do Abraham Lincoln vampire killer hunter, why not a new werewolves on motorcycles movie?
And it had everything that a 70s movie should have, which is biker gangs and cults and werewolves.
And the creepy part about werewolves, that werewolf, I hate it when their hair comes out of their nose, where it's just not like a dog nose, but it's just like hair all over the actual nose.
Like an Ewok.
You prefer a dog nose.
Yeah, I prefer a dog nose on my werewolf. But it's extra creepy.
Michael Jackson had a dog nose, right?
Yeah.
Right. So in Thriller, when he turned into a werewolf.
Because you're still in the canine family, the werewolf. Well, so
I just thought it'd be even better, take it up a notch, forget about the motorcycles, a werewolf zombie movie, where when werewolves die, they come back to life as zombies.
But zombie werewolves. With dog noses, do we know what this is? Yeah.
Let's not get too far ahead of ourselves. That's Graham Elwood, everybody. He has a comedy film podcast called Comedy Film Nerds, and he also brought some copies of the Comedy Film Nerds book for tonight, so that after the movie tonight, if you want to buy one of those from him, we'll sign it for you. Photographs are free. We'll all hang out in the lobby after the movie.
Yeah, Rob got a couple of his CDs, so we'll be doing everything. Photos, autographs are free. Come on out to the
lobby. What's your CD called, Rob?
It's called Dreams Never Die, 7 Spoken Hot Hip Hop Tracks. And the hit song is called Babies and Shit, and it's all about babies and shit. And,
you got a hit single off of that already?
Yeah, it's in certain countries.
non-English speaking countries love it.
Love it.
Big in Uruguay?
But yeah, you're big in Uruguay and big in Denmark. And the chorus just says it for itself. It's the chorus goes like this. It goes, I wifed up my chick, gave her the dick, 9 months later got babies and shit. About babies and shit. Then I got another song about helicopters, and then another song about the weather. So it runs through the whole gamut in the rap game. Okay.
a lot of helicopter rap music out there.
Yeah. So get a copy of that after the movie and say hi. And I really do appreciate you guys coming out. This is our first try here at the Ashburn, Virginia location. And between that and the, I guess there's a football game that people care about that's happening right now, and a particular selection of what probably isn't a very good movie. Sometimes we interrupt good movies, but in this case, I should ask real quick, is anybody here affiliated with this film in any way? Did anybody work on it in any capacity? Because now in Los Angeles, we did The Conjuring recently, and two of the little girls in the movie were in the theater while we interrupted it. And, we went for it. We didn't hold back just because they were there. And it was a lot
of fun.
Were
they women now, or were they still little girls?
22 and 21, I believe, are their specific ages. So I'm, trying to get a number on one or two of them.
And is there anything else that needs to be covered?
I don't think so. We watched the whole movie, like even the end credits. We try to make jokes during the end credits, even though that part is usually not that hilarious. There probably won't be a scene after the credits tonight. I don't think Nick Fury has to recruit anybody. I don't think they have to set up the next Texas Chainsaw Massacre, because this one, put the franchise in the ground again. Right? They haven't done any more since this one, have they?
One more.
One more?
No, two. Yeah,
Louisiana. Two more? And were they called Texas 2 and 3?
A beginning.
Or did they just reboot every time?
Prequel.
Beginning.
And a remake.
And a
sequel.
A remake sequel.
Ooh, Jesus. Horror nerd in the
front.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got him right up front in case we need him. And
he actually has a face made of human skin, so thank you for showing up. And they sell that on the menu, guys. Check that out.
Do you like this one?
No.
That we're going to watch? No?
I just watched it.
You just watched it?
I had a preview for vomit.
You prepped? Prepped for today? All right. Well, we didn't just watch it. I haven't seen it since, I think I saw it when it came out, and I haven't seen it since, and these guys haven't seen it.
Mm-hmm. I saw that original, but like,
of course. Yeah.
I remember watching it during the daytime. I was so scared. And it was like a sketchy, like, VHS tape.
So some of the scariest scenes in that first one are in the daytime. Like, that was part of what was so scary about it. It's a guy running around with a chainsaw and meat all over his face, and it's daylight.
Yeah.
And everything. There's like a chicken coop that was disgusting, as I recall. They try to make this one just as creepy, but I don't know if they succeed. So enjoy your food and your beverages, and let's all watch Texas Chainsaw Massacre 2003.
Yes! Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, 'cause Doug